Hoosiers throw away 6 million tons of material in their landfills every year. 66% of that 6 million tons is recyclable.
That's Sue Arrington, Indiana House Representative for District 26. This weekend, she spoke in favor of a bottle bill at Muncie's Living Lightly Fair. Arrington says the bill could generate $6 million worth of revenue for the state each year and add 10,000 new jobs. A bottle bill program works like this. Bottled drink distributors would charge stores an extra 5 or 10 cents per bottle. People buying the drinks would see that extra charge at the register. When a consumer returns the empty container to a recycler or the store, they will receive 5 to 10 cents back. Stores then sell the recycled containers back to the distributor. In addition to encouraging recycling, Arrington says there are incentives for the private sector as well.
We're finding more and more manufacturers are understanding that it's cheaper to manufacture using recycled materials of certain types than is using raw materials.
Arrington's Bottle Bill Awareness Campaign is supported by Steve Segebarth, president of the glass bottle manufacturer Verallia North America, headquartered in Muncie. Last April, a bottle bill was introduced to a committee of the Indiana House of Representatives. During the hearing, opponents called the deposit a tax and argued that the cost of building recycling centers would end up costing more than what the bill could offer in the long term. Kevin Dietley spoke on behalf of the American Beverage Association.
It is an extremely costly way of recovering material. You focus on a very small 3% of the waste stream. You spend an enormous amount of money to capture that 3%.
The Indiana Beverage Retailers Association declined to comment on this story. Arrington and Segebarth plan to continue their campaign ahead of the upcoming legislative session. Currently, only 10 states in the U.S. have a form of the refundable deposit legislation. In Muncie, Payne Horning, IPR News.